It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got friends, guests from the community, and from the Running WJ Ranch, that great volunteer organization in Bowie County. And it is Narda, Brenda, and Patty.
Welcome.
Who are joining us this morning. And they said, you know, it's not too bad out there this morning, although the school traffic is a bummer. trying to negotiate that to get where you're going can be a little difficult sometimes.
Yes.
But anyway, it's good to have you guys in. And we'll start out, I always like to start out talking about, on the radio part of it, a little bit about yourself, because, you know, you're brand new to us. So Narda's not, but she's been here before.
Right.
But I don't recall. Are you from this area, Narda, originally?
Yes. I was born and raised in Redwater.
In Redwater.
Woohoo!
Yay!
You're a dragon.
A dragon, yeah, I was going to say.
Is it a dragon?
Apparently they got a good football team this year.
Oh,
what
yeah.
That's what I'm
well,
hearing.
My nephew's playing. That's
oh, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nephew's playing. All right. All right. I don't know the order here. Patty, Brenda?
Patty.
I'm sorry. See, I get it confused. Patty, where are you from originally?
Well, I guess I say Texarkana. Uh-huh. I grew up in an Air Force brat. So
oh, okay.
So if I have a hometown, this is it.
Good. That sounds good. And I remember that Brenda said that Idabel.
Yes, I'm originally from Idabel, but I moved here about 20 years ago, so you can say I'm from Atlanta, Queen City area.
Yeah, okay. Good old Cass County area.
Yes, yeah. I had two boys graduate from Atlanta and Queen City.
All right, there you go. So that's where they're from. Narda, how long have you been with the Running WJ?
Since 2008.
All right, so that's about 13 or
that's
almost
a while.
13 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a while. I know that it's hard to believe that some people may not know what Running WJ Ranch does, but they're... People
yeah.
tune in all the time, the first time or whatever. Tell us about what you guys do.
We provide horseback riding therapy for children and adults with special needs.
All right. And you say a lot of times it's autism, but just special needs in general. Right?
Yes. Any kind of challenge that
okay.
they have in their life.
Right. And they have to be diagnosed with
yes.
it. But we're talking on the Facebook that there's something special about dealing with horses that, I don't know, it brings out something in people that makes them do things that they normally say, I can't do it.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about
that.
I
was not raised with horses.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I came in actually around 2007, came out to visit the ranch, and I volunteered in a class. And I too, you know, me and Patty were talking, mm-hmm. That, you know, I was a little bit fearful of the horse because, you know, it's so big.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
once you get with the children and you're interacting, not just with the horse, but with the kids, it just kind of, you know, it comforts you. I mean, you get comfortable.
Right.
Right.
And you don't have to be a horse person to
absolutely
to do
not.
This. And there's.
I was not a horse person.
There's more than just you out there helping them anyway, right?
Yes. We have an instructor that is in the arena at all times.
All right. Patty, tell us a little bit about how you got started doing this, helping out, because you said that you had a child with needs.
Yes, I have a daughter who's autistic, mm-hmm. and she started out there through Temple. At that time, a lot of the therapy things were working with the ranch, and so we've been out there, I think, since 2001, and she still continues to ride today. She's one of the independents. Mm-hmm. And so I was working at that time, so I would volunteer as I could. And now, since I went part-time and now have retired, I've been out there pretty much full-time for about 7 years.
All right. Brenda, you say you've been there a couple of years, but, you know,
yes.
tell us about your journey with your mom and then how that went to helping out at the ranch.
Yeah, so like I said, I took an early retirement from teaching and to care for my mom. And I took care of her for, you know, 7 to 8 years. 24/7,
mm-hmm.
and after she passed away, I needed something for myself,
right.
you know, and so I had come across a flyer with the Running WJ Ranch, and also on Facebook, and I say, God led me to the ranch, mm-hmm. and I walked in, and it's where I met Narda, and I did grow up with horses,
uh-huh.
and then being a pre-K teacher, too.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, yes,
perfect marriage.
I was like, you know, that was just wonderful for me. And when I stepped in there, I tease and I say, it was like a Hallmark movie. It was beautiful.
Yes.
It was
yes.
just everything. Everything was just awesome about it. And so that's what I started volunteering. And the therapy with just the horses to help my healing of the passing of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And just also being back out there, I say, in the world. Because
right.
I was at home
right.
for all these years,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
And And it just, it put me back out there and around wonderful people and the horses, and it's just been awesome. And now I'm out there working in the barn too. So I volunteer, plus I work in the barn.
Okay.
All right. We'll continue talking about Running WJ Ranch and how you might can get involved as well. And more of the best of most country is coming up as we roll through this Wednesday. Mississippi girl.
She sure is.
1039mypigradio.com. And we got some Texas and Oklahoma girls with us this morning. And an Idaho Canadian.
Yeah. Hi.
Anna was born in Idaho, right. Raised in Canada.
Right.
And somehow made her way to Texarkana. I don't know how that happened.
Anyway. Random fact, the horse that I rode in dressage, I left him with my mom, and my mom donated him to the ride for the disabled and ended up being highly active in it because I left and she didn't have horse information or her junkie. She literally became, she couldn't leave Zippy. So,
Zippy,
my horse. Yeah. Well, it's funny, like zip code, but they have a statue out of my Zippy and, he passed away and he carried horse little kids on his back for 15 years.
Now this is going to be a non-horse stupid question because I admit I'm not a horse expert at all. I've ridden on a horse once. I'm a dog person.
Yes, you are.
But how old was Zippy? How old do horses usually live to be?
About 18, 20.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it would be more than that.
I had one live to 31.
Right. That's unusual.
Yes, and we had one that was 30.
Really?
That's amazing. That's really, really good.
I had a cat that made it to 22.
That's very good. Used up all those 9 lives.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, this question, questions out there.
Yeah.
All right. Before we kind of wrap it up and once again tell people how they can get involved, let's play our game today, which it happened to come up. This is not one of Anna's favorites, but maybe you'll like it. It's called Match the Mouth, where I give you a quote, and then I give you like 3 or 4 people's names, and you decide who said it.
Okay.
Now, don't look at the screen, Anna, because that's cheating. You got to watch that. All right, here we go. Quote, I came out of the womb dancing.
Okay.
Did Christina Aguilera say that, Miley Cyrus, Don Cheadle, Michael K. Williams, or Donald Glover? Who said, I came out of the womb dancing? Any guesses?
Any guesses, anybody?
I'm going to say Christina.
She says Christina.
We'll go with Christina. I'll go with you. That makes sense.
And we got 2 Christinas.
Y'all have to vote.
I'll go with that too.
We're all going with Christina. Okay.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't even know this guy, but Michael K. Williams must be a dancer.
Now we feel really bad. Probably some really famous.
Do you know who Michael K. Williams?
No, but I'll Google.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see if we know these people.
Okay.
Quote: My gosh, I love food. If I wasn't an actor, I could be completely different body shape right now.
Okay.
Okay, because he loves food so much. Did Robert De Niro say that? Hugh Jackman, Megan Fox, Chris Hemsworth, or who is this? You know this person, Anna? Vivica Fox?
No idea.
Okay.
Vivica.
Okay, thank you.
See,
I don't even know.
Right.
Obviously, since I can't pronounce her name, she's not it.
No, she's
so
not.
So is it Robert De Niro, Hugh Jackman, Megan Fox, or Chris Hemsworth? My gosh, I love food. If I wasn't an actor, I'd be completely different body shape.
Well, they said actor, so it has to be a guy.
I'm going
to
say Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, let's go with Hugh.
We're going with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is correct.
Yay!
Yay! And the final one. I was informed yesterday that there's a Twitter account for my laugh.
Oh.
Very hard to get used to things like that. Pretty amazing. Did Kelly Clarkson say that? Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Tom Felton, the old actress Bette Midler, or Tom Hiddleston? Who said, I was informed yesterday there's a Twitter account for my laugh. Very hard to get used to things like that. Pretty amazing.
Well, he's obviously old school, so I'm going to go with Tom.
She goes with Tom.
I'm going to say Kelly Clarkson.
They just like Kelly Clarkson. That's all.
That's okay. We can vote for her.
Actually, Anna's correct. It was Tim Hiddleston. I don't even know who Tim Hiddleston is.
Okay.
Who
Michael
is that?
K. Williams. I can't Google all of them at the same time. He was on The Wire.
I didn't see that show.
Yeah. Oh.
Me either.
Okay, well, there's a picture of him.
You said
sorry.
Obviously, you know Tim Hiddleston because you said he's old school.
Yeah, well, he's an actor.
Oh, an actor, okay. I wish they'd have people on there that I know.
That's why I don't like this game.
I consider myself old school.
I consider myself old. I can feel that. I know. For not knowing them, we did quite well.
Y'all did quite well.
Did very well. All right. Once again, Narda, tell us if somebody wants to either volunteer or they want to help out by sponsoring a horse, what's the number? How do they get a hold of you?
Number at the ranch is 903-838-3223. Uh-huh. You can go online also at runnwjranch.org. Mm-hmm. There is a place on there that says, how can I help? Mm-hmm. And you can click on that. Mm-hmm. It brings up forms, things you can fill out. You can email them back to us. But the best thing to do is just give us a call.
All right, give them a call.
Always ready to take your call.
And they're always ready for volunteers.
Yes.
And they've got two training sessions coming up this Saturday and next Monday. You only have to attend one of them. What are the hours on Saturday and Monday?
Okay, Saturday is going to be from 9 to 12, uh-huh. and Monday is 6 to 9.
All right, so 6 to 9 at night, 9 to 12. Okay, got you.
So call us and get registered.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. We appreciate
you
coming in. They need all the help they can get, and they help out those children so much. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.